If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. This is the first show that I'm here for in the year 2023. It's good to be back. It's good to be here with you. It's good to be here with super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And, of course, the theme of what we have discussed tonight is surrounding DeMar Hamlin. He remains in critical condition after his on-field collapse on Monday. NFL hasn't said anything about the rescheduling of the game. It will not be played this week, and we know that that is the least important of matters. We have received updates throughout the course of the night from his uncle, who unfortunately had to witness this event live from home in the Pittsburgh area, and then he immediately drove out to Cincinnati. There have been a lot of things going on in the world of sports over the past 24 hours. I just told you about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his career high 55 points. I'm sure by now you've heard about Harbaugh having a conversation with the Carolina Panthers after the loss to TCU over the weekend. It's Donovan Mitchell in his 71. There's, LeBron James is still being a superhuman. There's so many things going on in the world of sports, but they are just all taking a back seat to something that has at least shown and reminded all of us that there's still some good in the world and that there is some humanity throughout this situation. With DeMar Hamlin, I would say almost universally, outside of a few knuckleheads just, making things about themselves, that people have come together, that people have understood that the life is more important. There's small things more important. We've seen his toy drive, for instance. People are supporting a cause that he was or still is interested in, having a goal of $2,500 and is now approaching $6 million. We've seen Bengals fans walk over to the hospital to pray. And then we've learned much more from his uncle tonight. His uncle, who I told you drove from the Pittsburgh area out to Cincinnati to the hospital, He was watching the game, and his uncle, his name is Dorian Glenn. It's a tough listen. He just spoke to CNN about an hour ago, maybe a little more than an hour ago, and he talked about what this experience was like at home, watching this game live. He talked about never crying so much in his life. Take a listen.
We were in Pittsburgh watching it on TV, and his little brother was there with us. And when he seen his brother drop like that, and when I tell you I never seen him cry or scream like that, like we were trying to calm him down, like, yo, it's okay, you know, he'll gonna get back up, he'll be back in the game, you know, whoop de whoop de woo. Next thing you know, it's 10 minutes later, they're doing chest compressions. It's a half hour later, they still not playing yet. I'm like, yo, what's going on? What's wrong with my nephew? And then, like, when I say, like, now we were all in the room crying, man, we were all in tears, man. And I'm not a crier, but, like, I never cried so hard in my life.
He also gave us more information as to what actually took place on that field, in that he had to be resuscitated twice, both on the field and then also when he got to the hospital. This is what he had to say to CNN.
You told me off camera your nephew died twice. Can you explain?
Well, his heart had went out, so they had to resuscitate him twice. They resuscitated him on the field before they brought him to the hospital, and then they resuscitated him a second time when he got to the hospital. So I just want to show my gratitude for the medical staff that were on hand, because if not for them, my nephew probably wouldn't even be here.
Yes, and he also shared with everyone that the amount of oxygen that is being sent to his body is now down to 50%. Which he's still in critical condition. And I mean, if you want to find a positive, the amount of oxygen he's being serviced with has been reduced. We're still all in the big question mark. We don't know, you know, what will happen, and we can all just hope and pray, as many people have done. His uncle continued to speak earlier this afternoon, this evening. And he said he is thankful for all the love and support that his nephew and their family has received.
A lot of people don't get a chance to see how loved they are while they're alive. So for him to have a situation where he could have been taken away and he has a chance to come back and see all that love that he got is truly an amazing thing. And I can't wait for him to see all the love and support that people have had for him, not just around the area, but around the country and the world. It's been amazing.
Yeah, you know. Even going throughout the course of tonight, there's not much that I can do personally, but just try to be positive and encouraging about the situation and send out love to he, his family, individuals who have had to deal with similar circumstances, those who help people in similar circumstances. You know, I thanked a lot of our listeners, our current listeners, people who are first responders. And deal and work in situations like this every day. Much love and kudos to you. It just so happens to be that Damar Hamlin is a person in the public eye, whether you knew him or were not familiar with him. He's in the NFL. There's a big spotlight on a Monday night for a football game, and so it's something that we all had to witness up close and personal. You heard from his uncle that they drove out immediately from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati. And Damar, it's not like he was a highly touted, you know, first round pick. He was highly touted out of the high school system, his Catholic high school he attended out in Pittsburgh. He was 5 years at Pittsburgh. He was a sixth round pick by the Buffalo Bills in 2021. He has had to fight for everything that he got. He played 14 games last season, and he's been starting this year and growing because of Micah Hyde and his herniated disc. And so Damar Hamlin has been making the most of his opportunity that was presented in front of him, and it's not like the whole world was given to him through this process. Mike Tomlin, we know he's the head coach of the Steelers. Mike Tomlin has been doing this a long time for the city. He's been in the city, and he said that he has known Damar since he was 12 years old, and he's very proud of everything that he's accomplished up until now, and Mike Tomlin talked about that relationship.
Man, it's a really personal thing for me, being a Pittsburgher, and that young man being a Pittsburgher, I've known that guy probably since he was about 12. Just got a lot of respect and love for him. As a human being, his commitment to the pursuit of his goals and dreams of doing what it is he's doing right now, which is playing in the NFL, and to watch him make personal decisions and make that a realization. It's just an honor to get to know young people like that. Had an opportunity to express that to him whenever I see him. We've played Buffalo each of the last two seasons, and he and I get to have a moment because it's just cool to not only appreciate these guys in terms of where they are now, but to know them since they were younger people and to watch their maturation, their development, to watch them, earn what they've been chasing. It's just really a cool thing, and he's an example of that. I got a lot of love for that young man.
Yeah, it seems like there's a whole lot of people who have love for that young man. And we know in the case of Mike Tomlin, man, he's been a Steelers head coach since 2007. And I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. And so he's seen a lot of young players come in and out and through the city, especially being ingrained in it. Shep, it's been interesting. You held it down here last night while all of this was going on live, man.
Yeah, I was doing my best. It was an out-of-body experience because I've watched sports since the early 90s, and I've never witnessed anything like this where you saw world-class, the biggest, baddest dudes on the planet just floored and shell-shocked and had a look of complete fear and uncertainty in their eyes. These individuals are at the top of the world in what they do, which is a $20 billion a year industry. And for them to feel just defeated and deflated, I've never seen anything like it. And the question I have for you, Jerry, you've been doing this a long time. Can you ever remember a sports story about an individual being so newsworthy? Like, this has completely stopped everybody, not just people who watch sports, everybody in this country in their tracks. I'm having conversations about this, JR, with family members of mine and friends of mine that could, and I'm being serious, they don't know who Steph Curry is. I know that's crazy to say on a sports station. I mean, they do not watch sports. They might have heard of Michael Jordan, might have an inkling about who LeBron James is. Outside of that, they don't know anything. They know about DeMar Hamlin. Like, can you think of a time where everything just stood still and a sports story transcended any X's and O's and it became newsworthy, and that's all every single person talked about, including network TV, including CNN, Fox Sports, etc.?
I think more recently, because the world has changed and the access to media has changed, I remember vividly being on my couch when Kobe Bryant passed away. I remember my phone going off, and we didn't even have those details. It was Sunday. It was maybe around 12, 1 on the East Coast, and my phone was going off. And the next call I got, and I knew was from my program director here in Atlanta. I was working on V103 and 92.9 The Game, and I got a call from the PD, and it wasn't even a matter of, hey, what's up? It was like, hey, I'm on my way. I was being asked to come to the station, and I remember for the next several days, and sure, there was more finality there in that situation, unfortunately, with Kobe Bryant, but this was something that was just all over the news for days, all over social media. You don't think and ever expect, and it happens. For someone to be in the prime of their life. Kobe Bryant didn't even meet. He met his athletic prime. But for the prime of his life and what he was getting ready to do and start and what he did begin in the second chapter of his life, didn't probably even, scrape or scratch the surface. He was just starting there. So Kobe Bryant for our modern time comes to the forefront. I think another time, and this goes back to 1994, but a different era, obviously, when it comes to media coverage, is O.J. Simpson and that chase and how that just took over. Whether you cared about O.J. or you remembered the juice, I think most people now associate him with that Bronco ride, the case, I remember, you know, living up in New York, and I don't know, I must have been 9 or 10, and watching the Knicks play the Rockets, and it's just like, hey, boom, like O.J. Simpson. Okay, well, what's going on here? And the case was on network television for months. And so to think about a story that has just put a hold on everyone for 24 hours, we have no idea. And that's the part that we don't have control over. And that's the part that everyone can't do anything but kind of wait with bated breath, is that, yes, we unfortunately know what took place with Kobe, and his legacy is there. And it's be interesting to see, you know, what his daughters do, as I know one is extremely interested in playing ball. I actually think she wants to go to UConn, if not has committed. And then, you know, we see what's going on with O.J. Simpson. Here with Damar Hamlin, we're still in the middle of that, as everybody, you know, you don't have to be a member of the family, certainly on a completely different level of investment. When you love them, you know them, you care for them, you brought them up, you chastise them, you had fun, it's one thing. But there's so many people who are just tied into this. We witnessed this. That I cannot remember. I do not remember watching an athletic event, and we can go back to 71 with Chuck Hughes, but I do not remember an instance just watching a sporting event. And we've seen some terrible things happen in games.
Sure.
Broken bones. We have seen concussions. We've seen a lot. I do not ever remember someone just dying on the field of play and being resuscitated.
And JR, so to that point, this was arguably the game of the season, mm-hmm. with what was on the line in terms of the overall seeding in the AFC. And in terms of the quarterback play, we're witnessing two of the best three quarterbacks alive right now. And you had so many different storylines. So all eyeballs were on this game. It was nationally televised. It was Monday Night Football. It was the Monday Night Football finale. And they brought the great announcers over, and Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. So now Monday Night Football was more popular than it had been in a decade since Mike Tirico. So it was like it was like all these things colliding at once. And you had more eyeballs on this game than maybe any other game we've had all season. And so that elevated this to an even higher level, because so many people were paying attention.
Yeah, it's the time of year as well. You know, I think everyone, I certainly was, people settling back in into to post holiday. It's sad, and we all can't do anything but, you know, try to pull for him in every single way possible. And the support that he has received has been positive, and I hope that we can take bits and pieces of this and try to love each other in a similar way every day. Easier said than done, because I think it's human nature to, you know, get sucked into the norm, and it takes tragedy sometimes, and it takes awful things for us to be reminded, and that's when we pull together. But I guess that's human nature. We can all try to do better. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. There's been so much going on in the world of sports. I don't even want to call it the waiting game, because we don't know. We might have news tomorrow. We might have news next week. We might not have any news between tomorrow and next week or 2 weeks. I don't know. You just have no clue. But as of right now, the NFL has made it clear that they have no idea when this game is going to be rescheduled. If it is to be rescheduled, they did the appropriate thing in saying that everything surrounding DeMar, his teammates, his family, is more important. They will not play rescheduled game this week. The league has not made any changes to week 18, and they will continue to provide additional information as it becomes available. We had one caller tonight who wanted to ask me my thoughts on when they should or how they should reschedule the game, and I told him, man, I ain't think about that. Don't care, not interested. And even the first time, and I'm going to expect them to resume play this weekend. You know, we have some games on Saturday. We have the finality of the season, or what should be the finality of the season, this upcoming Sunday. And it whenever they play football, it's going to be tough to watch, especially given the recent events. It just doesn't seem to matter right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tommy is here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Shep, hey, welcome back, my brother. Wish it was under different circumstances, because I know you probably wanted to roll in tonight and tell us you were the president-elect of the Ryan Tannehill fan club, or, you know, that you were proud owner of a Tulane University football ticket, season football tickets, because they went in there and did exactly what I told you.
I've spent a lot of time, over the past 2 years going down to New Orleans and going by Tulane, and I'm thrilled. I'm going to wear my Tulane sweatshirt tomorrow. I would love to talk about Tulane, but we know what's going on right now.
Right, yeah, and I'm trying to put a little levity in the situation. Maybe I didn't succeed too much. Anyway, Tony from Massachusetts, man, I don't know if you're still listening, but amen to you, brother. All you needed to do was look at the reaction from Mrs. Salters and, you know, my fellow Louisianians, Tre'Davious White and, you know, Boog and Ryan Clark. I mean, those people witnessed death. Shep had the look of fear on his face, like he was going to have to break the news when his phone buzzed that this man had passed away. He looked terrified. It was absolutely horrifying. I don't know what DeMar's medical history is. Certainly, he's height of his career. He's an athletic thoroughbred. It certainly points to the accidental thing that occurred when he got hit in the chest, because there's no other reason, right? I personally think, after thinking about it, JR, I just don't think it was the man's time. And I say that for the following reason. Right in the middle of COVID, my father had his third heart attack. The first one was about 15, 20 years ago. He caught a slight heart attack, whatever that means. And then he had a big one right before COVID, and he had a massive one. And the only reason that man is alive is because he was in his doctor's office getting a follow-up on what he called an episode, and he had a massive heart attack in that doctor's office. And it just so happens that the doctor's office he was in was right across the street from Ochsner Hospital here in New Orleans, and Alton Ochsner was a pioneer in bypass and open-heart surgery. He coded in the office. They hit him, and they ran him across the street. He coded out again in the hallway, and they hit him again twice, and he had emergency triple bypass surgery, and he's here. It wasn't his time, JR. If he'd had that thing anywhere else, he'd be dead. He'd have been dead instantly. You look at people like, Pete Maravich, Hank Gathers, Kobe Bryant, Dale Earnhardt. We had a kid down here for LSU baseball, Wally Thomas Jr., died in his sleep. He was going to go to the show. Local kid, whatever, his aorta burst in his sleep. It was their time for whatever reason. It's not DeMar's time yet. And that's why I believe he will pull through this and he's going to recover to fulfill his purpose here on earth. And I truly believe that. I don't know if it is a pre-existing medical condition. I don't know. But I have to believe that, and I want to believe that.
Well, none of us know, and we are all certainly hoping that he pulls through and does exactly what you said. Tommy, I appreciate you, man.
JR, real quick. They used to run a PSA not too long ago on CPR, and the tagline was, the perfect compression rate for CPR is to the beat of Staying Alive from Saturday Night Fever. I don't know if that's true, but I think I'm almost positive they used to run a PSA like that.
Okay,
man, welcome back. Hey, Chef, kudos to you for holding that down last night, man. That was awesome. Bye, y'all.
Thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. Well, that's certainly a new thing for CPR. Hit him with a little Saturday Night Fever, the beat. Okay, that's a little jokey joke there. I can dig it. One thing that he did mention is Ryan Clark. From Louisiana, and he was also a Steeler, and he did an amazing job last night on the fly doing something that no one wants to do and is very difficult to do. I had to help do it here in Atlanta with Kobe Bryant, and he had to do it last night on a national audience for this situation on Monday Night Football with DeMar Hamlin. And Ryan Clark, he put it into perspective for what seemed like 2 or 3 hours. This is one of his comments that I think was very important in the moment last night on ESPN.
There was no more playing again tonight, Eve. There was no more next play, because for DeMar Hamlin, there may not ever be a next play. For DeMar Hamlin, they may not ever be another breath. These men tonight, in all their years of football, saw something they had never seen. And I heard Lisa Salters talk about what they had to witness. Everybody is going through this right now. DeMar Hamlin's mother, Nina, had to come down out of the stands and ride to the hospital with her baby. Yeah, I know he's 24 years old, but it's never going to change what he means to her. This is about a brother. This is about a son. This is about a cousin. This is about a homeboy. This is about a teammate. This isn't about a football player. The lives of DeMar Hamlin and his family, the lives of the Buffalo Bills, the lives of the Cincinnati Bengals are forever changed tonight in a split second. That's how fast it can happen.
Ooh, what else is there to say at that? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get more of your calls in before we roll out. So if you have any thoughts, if you have anything you want to share, we have gotten some great information from multiple callers tonight on learning CPR, where you can be involved in your local community, where you might be able to want to help other people, whether it be the American Lung Association, the Red Cross, your local fire department. We have been able to find, learn, and share some information tonight that I'm sure some people will be able to take advantage of. So if you have any thoughts, we'll get you on the line in the last segment of the show. It's your chance right now. 855-212-4CBS. I'll talk to you on the other side when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I appreciate you for listening to me. Appreciation every place, okay? It's my last segment of the show for tonight. First show of 2023. Not necessarily what you expect or think about. You already have, an idea of what you will be discussing around this time of year. And certainly it wasn't what took place last night with DeMar Hamlin. We've gone through many callers. I opened up the show by telling you, giving you an update. We heard from a lot of the different NFL players and coaches. We've heard from you, a lot of what we heard from you is information as to how other people can help and be involved to help potentially save someone else's life. And so whether it's going to redcross.org, whether it is going to or checking out the American Lung Association, one of our callers let everyone know that you can check in with your local fire department. And then one of our callers right now from New Orleans before the break, he said that you can actually learn how to perform CPR someone with the rhythm of staying alive from Saturday Night Fever. And I actually got a tweet in. Thank you so much from Dane Donaldson. If you check out my Twitter at JR Sport Brief, please actually do check it out. You will see DC Fire and EMS teaching people how to perform CPR to the rhythm of staying alive. And so that's on my Twitter at JR Sport Brief. I just tweeted it out. Please do safely check it out if and when you can. Please don't jump on Twitter if you're out here driving. Let's get to some of your calls in before I have to roll out. Amy Lawrence will come through at the top of the hour. Let's hit the phones right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. Nate is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks, JR, for taking my call. First off, kudos to Chef last night, holding down the show again tonight for you guys. I mean, it's incredible. And when it happened last night, unfortunately, it brought back flashbacks. My dad had a similar situation, collapsed in the family room. And my thoughts and prayers just go out to the Hamlin family. I know it's not easy. Takes, you know, condolences, prayers, time and energy. I mean, you just don't know. It's dark and somber. You don't know what's going on. I know everybody wants answers, but, you know, you don't get answers right away. And, you know, I unfortunately experienced it firsthand, and it's tough to see, you know, a family member go through it, but anybody to go through it. You don't wish it upon anybody, but it's just so hard to get any news out of anything because, you know, everybody's so careful. And you don't want to get told the wrong thing or anything. And I know this is on a bigger magnitude than what my dad went through because it was, you know, just a family. But still, I mean, it just takes so much time and energy out of the family and everybody else to try to just pull through this. I mean, it's terrible what happened. And it brought back so many flashbacks of what happened, you know, with me. And you take life for granted every day. You know, I got two little girls now at home. And, you know, you just hug them this morning. They're like, Daddy, why are you doing it? And I'm like, you just never know, girls. You just never know. And you got to take everything every day, day by day, step by step, and just enjoy life as it comes, you know.
That's right.
So.
Well, thank you, Nate. Appreciate those words from Illinois. All the best to you and your family, okay?
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. Let's go from Illinois. Let's go to Canada and talk to Alan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. This is where Roger Goodell is going to be earning his paycheck. I know it's a minor point at such a time, but you can't reschedule an NFL game like you can with baseball, play a doubleheader, or look for an off day in hockey or basketball. It's not you just can't do it. And you and your fellow colleagues, you are all earning your paycheck right now. You're showing your true professionalism. It's a very, very difficult time, and you're showing the class and dignity and honor that you always had. And I can speak for myself, probably for a lot of other people. You're soothing my sadness considerably. So, and 2 points I'd like to make. The NFL is one big fraternity, whether your teammates or opponents. And what strikes one of them strikes them all. They are all wounded right now, as far as I'm concerned, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's a very, very difficult time right now. And my heart goes out to all concerned. It's it's a very, very trying and difficult situation. And I'd like to commend you, JR, on your very best under these adverse conditions. And they are adverse conditions. And you're doing remarkably well. And I just keep up the good work. And you really are earning your paycheck now. And very happy to be listening to you. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. Appreciate you. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Rob. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. First-time caller, long-time listener. I was a regular with David Stein back in the day.
Well, I'm glad you're here now, Rob. Go ahead.
It's an honor to be on with you, first show of the year. You guys have absolutely knocked it out of the park. Perfect perspectives on everything. I wish we could talk about everything else, like you mentioned in the last segment, everything else happening in sports, Giannis, basketball, the actual football too. Last night was supposed to be an amazing game. It was going to be until one of the most unprecedented event in a sports game ever. There's no comparison. You guys were mentioning OBJ and Kobe. Those weren't in game, but sort of the same effect. I'd put Tiger in there too that morning. You know, he was going down the driveway. But the only
there is no comparison.
It's Ericsson in the Euros where he collapsed on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I was like you, sitting on my couch watching the game. I got up and I missed the play. And I come back and I just see everyone huddled. It's like, what happened? I see Diggs' face. Oh, this is not good at all. Find the clip on Twitter. It's insanity.
Yeah. Well, we're going to all hold tight and hope for the best results, Rob. I think that's all we all can do at this point. I appreciate you, man.
Send good vibes. And I'll make this quicker. I'm sorry. But the Bills organization and the Bengals, all the fans, the players, just, you know, amazing, amazing people. McDermott and Taylor get a lot of props. Tomlin and Rodgers said all the right things. The NFL's doing the right thing by not, you know, scheduling it again, because until we know he's okay, that's the only thing that matters, not the game. Nothing else matters except this young man's health. I didn't know, like, I'm a sports fanatic. I didn't know who he was until last night. And everything that, you know, listening for the last hour on hold, he sounds like an amazing human being.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, thank you, Rob, for calling from Chicago.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. He hit a pause. I had to, was ready to roll. Sorry about that. Paul is here from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, JR. Good luck this year and everything. Let me get back to what I want to talk about. The NFL was looking for that young man, that human being, to twinkle his toes, move his hands, and say a few words. Because if it was by the NFL, they would say, proceed. We've had guys cut off in a cut off the field. It took McDermott to look at his team so distraught to see that none of those guys ever saw that. Not in high school, not in college, not in professional football. The man should swallow his pride and be the ambassador in that whole team, okay, for the NFL for injury. The reason I say that, if I was them, I would take that loss and I would use anybody that wants to play me home or away, okay? There will never be another cutoff person. In this situation, it was unusual. But we've seen this over and over and over. The poor young man is probably numb. But I feel for that mother. I feel for that mother. Because this is a genuine player that was trying to progress and make money for his family in the NFL. And unfortunately, the face of those men, that's not broken bones. That's not a head injury. A head injury, you can get up, flick your fingers, flick your arms, like we saw in the past. Okay? But I'll tell you this. This is a learning experience under this particular circumstances that this will never happen, that a coach can obviously say, look at my guys. We can't play this game.
I think it was, and thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. I think it was a joint message that we were not going to play this game, obviously. And Aaron Rodgers, said it the best. And he gave credit to Zach Taylor from the Bengals. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say earlier today on the Pat McAfee Show.
I do want to say this as well. Like, I think one person who deserves a lot of credit in the situation is Coach Taylor. I saw him walk across the field, and just the empathy that I saw in his face and the way he handled that thing. And then obviously, because Coach McDermott, I mean, like, this is your guy, right? Like, and he was going through it. But just the way that he, it wasn't even a question. No, we're not going to play this game. What are you talking about? Do you need more time? Do you need any time? Do you want to even play? I mean, that felt like that was a conversation right there. So big kudos to Zach for not saying, oh, hey, let's, no, we're going to play this. Yep, you got 5 minutes. Okay. I know it's, you know, there could have been so many insensitive, you know, obviously in the moment and also hindsight for sure, moments that could have been had right there. But I thought he handled that thing the exact right way. And whether or not, you know, we can second guess the NFL and all the decisions afterwards, but I don't know, had it not been for Zach, you know, and Coach McDermott coming together, would they have not gone to the locker room and tried to play? Because playing at that point was not even close to important as this young man's life.
Tim is here from Maryland. You're going to have the last word, Tim. You have 30 seconds.
Thank you, JR. I know, I'll be quick. I don't know. You probably don't remember me. It doesn't matter. I used to call all the time.
You call me with your sister. Before, I remember. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the day before Thanksgiving, I totaled my car. And you know, the first responders had to pry me out of that car. And, you know, I tell anybody, you know, when you get those things in the mail about support your, you know, first responders, please do it. I mean, those people saved my life. And that's the reason I'm able to talk to you right now. And I think they saved that young man's life in that game. And I think that's why he's going to survive this. I really believe that.
Well,
love
Tim,
you. And well, I'm just talking to y'all. Finally, I got to talk to you.
Well, I love you too, Tim. I'm glad that you're still here and able to call me. And I appreciate you one more time for bringing up all the people who save other people's lives for a living. And I'm thrilled and happy to hear from you. I'm sorry to hear about your accident. I'm glad that you're here. I look forward. Call me back tomorrow again, Tim, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
Most certainly. Hey, Shep, thank you for tonight. And more importantly, I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope that we can all maybe have learned some type of lesson as to what we can do individually to support DeMar, but then also other people who are in similar situations. Much love to he and his family as we all just wait. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Be smooth, be cool, be well. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Don't move here. Amy Lawrence, she is up next.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.